Stanford Dempster Radiology Review, paragraph MRI of the lumbar spine, dated January 16, 2020, was submitted for review. Period. This is a multiplanar, multi-sequence study of diagnostic quality. Period. Paragraph. The MRI of the lumbar spine demonstrates a broad-based disc bulge at L5-S1. Period. There's no significant canal stenosis. There's mild left foraminal stenosis, period. There's facet joint hypertrophy at L5-S1 contributing to the foraminal stenosis, period. At L3-4, there's mild canal stenosis secondary to facet joint hypertrophy, period. The remaining levels of the lumbar spine are normal, period. There are no osseous abnormalities noted, period. Paragraph impression. Lumbar spine MRI demonstrating a broad-based L5-S1 disc bulge with left-sided mild, with mild left-sided foraminal stenosis, primarily secondary to facet joint hypertrophy. Period. At L3-4, there's facet joint hypertrophy contributing to mild canal stenosis. Period. These are degenerative in nature. Period. Paragraph. MRI of the cervical spine dated 12/16/2019 was made available for review. Period. This is a multiplanar, multi-sequence study of diagnostic quality. Period. Paragraph. There are no overt disc herniations. Period. At C5-6, there's a mild disc bulge. Period. There's no canal stenosis at this level. Period. All other levels are normal without canal stenosis, period. There are no foraminal narrowing at any level, period. There's a normal appearing morphology of the cervical spine lordosis, period. The spinal cord appears normal without signal abnormalities, period. Osseous structures are normal, period. Paragraph impression. Normal x-rays of the cervical, normal MRI of the cervical spine with very mild disc bulge at C5-6, period. Paragraph. MRI of the left shoulder dated 6/16/2021 was made available for review, period. This is a multiplanar, multi-sequence study of diagnostic quality, period. This demonstrates normal osseous structures. Period. Paragraph. The rotator cuff is intact. There's mild tendinosis of the supraspinatus. Period. The subscapularis is normal. The infraspinatus is normal. The teres minor is normal. Period. Paragraph. The labrum appears normal without any overt tearing of the superior labrum, anterior labrum, or posterior labrum. Period. Paragraph. The articular surfaces are well maintained. Period. There's no AC joint arthritic changes. Period. Biceps tendon is within its groove with no overt tenosynovitis, period. Paragraph impression, mild tendinosis of the supraspinatus, otherwise normal MRI of the left shoulder, period. MR arthrogram of the left shoulder, dated January 10, 2022, period. There's two fluoroscopic images demonstrating needle insertion to the glenohumeral joint followed by dye insertion accurately, period. Paragraph, the MRI is a multiplanar, multi-sequence study of diagnostic quality, period. The MR arthrogram demonstrates normal osseous structures of the shoulder, period. There's no overt labral pathology, period. The superior labrum is intact and normal with a normal biceps anchor, period. The anterior labrum is normal without tearing, period. The posterior labrum is normal without tearing, period. The rotator cuff, paragraph, the rotator cuff demonstrates it to be intact without extravasation of dye. The previously seen correction, there's no significant tenosynovitis of, or correction tendonitis of the rotator cuff, period. The muscle belly of the rotator cuff musculature is normal without atrophy or fatty infiltration, period. The AC joint, paragraph, the AC joint is normal without arthritic changes, as is the glenohumeral joint, period. Paragraph, impression, normal x-rays, correction, normal MRI of the, correction, normal MR arthrogram of the left shoulder, period, paragraph. MRI, the MRI of the left knee dated October 8, 2019 was submitted for review, period. This is a multiplanar, multi-sequence study of poor diagnostic quality, period. Paragraph, this demonstrates normal osseous structures of the knee, period. There's no paragraph, the menisci appear normal without tearing, period. Correction, the medial meniscus is intact without tear, period. The lateral meniscus is intact without tear, period. Paragraph, ligaments, the ACL is in normal appearance. Correction, is appears normal, period. The posterior cruciate ligament is intact without tearing, period. The MCL is intact without tearing, period. The LCL is intact, period. The popliteus tendon appears normal, period. The quadriceps tendon and patella tendon are normal, period. The patella appears normally located within its groove, period. There's no overt or chondral injuries, period. Paragraph, impression, normal x-rays, correction, normal MRI of the left knee, period. Paragraph, MR arthrogram, correction, fluoroscopic arthrogram, correction, left shoulder arthrogram demonstrating a single fluoroscopic image with a needle and dye instilled into the glenohumeral joint is visualized, period. Paragraph, impression, left shoulder arthrogram demonstrating accurate installation of a dye within the left shoulder glenohumeral joint, period. Thank you, and.